Our listeners raised a variety of concerns this week in letters and electronic mail. In her report on debt and bankruptcy, reporter Elaine Corr used the term welching on their debt. This from Jordan Ross and Marilyn Chick of Indianapolis. I'm sure she intended no harm, but that expression is very hurtful to people of Welsh heritage and is no more acceptable than Indian giver or Jewing down the price.
Christine Smith, who is an art conservator from Alexandria, Virginia, writes about the Minnesota high school students who wrote to Benny Smith, manufacturers of Crayola crayons, to ask that Indian Red be renamed. Ms. Smith writes, while it is admirable to redress injustice, it is important to be sure the injustice exists before springing into action. A basic artist manual would have explained that the name has a long history and no connection to the American continent. The original natural pigment came from India. It is now synthesized. Other names for it are Rouge, Kolkathar, and Caput Mortuum.
Sandra Lukian from Boston heard the young mother's account of her life on our Teenage Diary series and wrote, "Why do we need to listen to this poor girl, barely able to speak correctly and surely almost illiterate, describe how she makes all the wrong decisions for all the wrong reasons? We all understand how easy it is for children to slip down that path. Thousands of unfortunate kids do it. Yes, it's part of life, but no disrespect intended, so is indigestion. Why waste precious airtime on programs that are neither informative nor entertaining nor intellectually intriguing?"
Many listeners write to object to commentator Jola Conte's view on the recent court decision on homosexual marriage and on other court rulings that Mr. LeConte said go against decisions made by a majority of voters. Norman Douglas of Milford, Connecticut writes, "Unfortunately for Mr. LeConte and other radicals, the U.S. Constitution protects the rights of the minority by restraining the majority. So contrary to Mr. LeConte's view, the majority of voters cannot deny a citizen the rights guaranteed her by the Constitution. The view of right-wing radicals should be balanced with contrasting views, something that you fail to do."
Greg Skiro of Baton Rouge, Louisiana was, he says, outraged by our interview with a social scientist studying same-sex marriage and relieved to hear the LeConte commentary which followed it. He writes, "In the future, please stick to attempting to provide information and stop selling points of view which move us closer to total destruction. This will surely come to pass because we choose to turn our face from God. Thank you for putting on Joe LeConte. I agree with his point of view. He kept me from leaving the road in disgust."
Finally, a listener who gives us credit for uncanny prescience. This is from Richard Eden of Chester County, Pennsylvania. He writes, "I was driving home from work listening to NPR, as I do almost every night. I was stopped at the traffic light across from the Anthony Wayne Theater when a story about the Anthony Wayne Theater and Chester County's Most Wanted came on the air. Now I ask you, what are the chances of that happening?"
We don't know. We do know our address is Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, 20001. Or electronically, you can send mail to atc@npr.org. Now listen very carefully to this next sentence. "Please include a daytime phone number and advice on how to pronounce your name."